Yes, my Bhaji.
I would like to add a doubt because, like, in a thousand, sorry, 100 years back, how was the farming life, agriculture life, and devotional life, both were balanced? Like, when I was discussing with my parents, they told that nowadays it is not possible. Like, early mornings when we come to Mangalarti and all, at that time only we have to milk the cows.
Yes.
The field, it is not possible.
That time, the devotional service was very important. Farming was secondary. Either persons were doing, 24 hours were available to milk the cows or feed the cows or whatever. If the farmer is big, he will employ. If he is small, he will be satisfied with one or two cows. So the labor was not that much. So they were all very eager to go to the temple. Time to save places when Krishna is glorified, or any demigod. Krishna was not really propagated by any acharya to this extent, as Prabhupada has revealed. So, that time, farming was just a means to survive. There was no other need. In our childhood, money was not seen. Only we saw grains, plenty of grains, dals, oilseeds. Oilseeds will go to the small wooden factory was there. We will supply the oil to burn at night and eating oil, both was coming there. Money was absent. But as this influence created by Western world, English education crept in, and that destroyed the whole thing really. And slowly the grains disappeared. Farming was less. And day by day the arid atmosphere was created. I remember to have seen that a whole village was situated in the forest. And now that village has no tree for 50 miles to come. To this extent, the aridy, dry atmosphere is spreading. Soon, if we continue like this, this will be desert. It will be only full of sand. We are heading for a head-on crash. That time, Mata, don't talk of it. It's envious. We are envious of this there. That there is a very peaceful life. Your mother told today, here it's very peaceful. We don't have any creative disturbance here. Otherwise, if you want, you can have drum here, whoops, says. You can't sleep then. Down, down, down. Music goes on. Here our plots are there. If the marriage is there, you cannot sleep here too. Please, the shanti must be there. Peaceful. And because the electricity was absent, there was no magnetic field. Maybe our bodies are habituated to have the original magnetic field from sun. This is additional. So somehow or other this is to be reduced. It's harmful to eyes, harmful to our skin, harmful to health. Everything we have created is the really risk for our own health. Every invention is threatening our own existence. And even then we are going on. That time, I hope that we create such an atmosphere. You may have 500 acres of land where no electricity is there and everything is very simple. That is the desire really. Please, there is community in Murli's town. So that should be, they don't have any connection with the modern world. So the modern upheavals don't affect them. Here, the bush passes air in America, and India is a storm. Why? Formerly, bush was always passing here, but here it was not.
Shooting is also having an impact.
Yes. No, everything we are destroyed.
Ha ha ha.
This thing is mockery of the leadership, that they have to see the shoes. What type of... And nobody is hankering for any government service. Or... One policeman was there in the village, I remember very well. And we didn't know that he is there, because he was in the houses. So there was only one rod hanging, and he will come out and bang the horn. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. That's the only duty here. Only a policeman seen. Never in the crowd. The crowd was never unruly. There were no killings at all. No theft that to that extent. So it was very peaceful time. But because of this influence, Western influence, slowly they injected so much dirty things that we lost our own originality. And even now we are very fast losing our originality. Now we are ashamed to put on dhotis or saris. It's difficult, very difficult to survive. Many gracious dishes are absent. So we are going to barbarism. Why should you do that? And that time also they had children. Many children they have now. But this was not the case. Exhibition of the body is completely absent. Never. Never. And the women to my... till I was 12 years old, my mother and sister would never go to the market. They were not. They didn't go. That was the tradition. It was only when we started English schooling, we forced them to go. And they would never go. This is nice house duty they are doing. And very effulgent ladies. Very nice and protected by menfolk. Menfolk will go to farming or whatever. And they will assist in farming. And those who are not farmers, they were with those who are merchants like us. They were graciously doing the house duty. Children were nicely reared. Never. Now the situation is completely different. The tax pattern of government is such obnoxious that under 2 people are working, you cannot meet your responsibility. So all the times are completely topsy-turvy. In this time what to do, that Prabhu has assured that at least a chant. And by chanting, you may go to back to not actually farming, but the peace of farming. And if you can go that is very desirable. That's why I'm giving the example of that money always. Money. With this also, he has some 100 acres of land. He is trying some school or some cultivation program. Go see him, please, and see how he is doing. He is also reciting in this. And he didn't say at all, you are doing much better than that. He only picked a few verses. And when I was first in Dubai, he asked me also to add some verses. So I had given him some more verses. To that extent, he was very sincere and very humble. When I went there, he said that you are the first one here to see this Bhagavatam. Otherwise, nobody tries. They didn't know what I am doing here. Please, Bhagavatam is our everything. Don't forsake it. And be very intensive. And remember what you write to Granthas, please remember. You say, Mata, you forgot in Ipswich. Father, I did. I must stop. Yeah. So,